From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Steve Cooper reading Outlaw Valley by Max Brand. Now, let's begin with Outlaw Valley. Chapter 1. At first he had no name, and that was not odd, seeing that when he appeared in the village he neither spoke nor appeared to possess hearing, nor bore a sign that would tell people how to call him. He was dressed in a good gray suit, such as businessmen the world over are apt to wear. He had in his hand a slender walking stick, and in his pocket there was a wallet of dark, time-polished pigskin, which, when opened, gave out only a small handful of dollar bills. Everything about this man was neat and precise. He was well-barbered and well-tailored. There was no outdoor tan on his skin, but it was pink-tinted and clear, the skin of an athlete, as if he were one of those thousands who keep fit in city gymnasiums, squash courts, or swimming tanks. He had smooth, regular features. His hair was a dark, glossy brown. His step was light and swinging. Indeed, there was little about him to suggest age. One might have picked him to win a tennis match or come in well in front in a golf match. And yet, everyone in the town who saw him judged him to be 50 at the least. Even on that first day, he attracted a good deal of attention. The town of Lister is so small that if a strange dog barks within its precincts, every boy and every housewife notes the new noise. And, of course, the appearance of this deaf mute excited everyone to the utmost. That excitement grew when the list of his purchases was made known. From his appearance, he would have been set down as a rich man on a...